and say, all praise and glory and honor be unto him. Amen.
Amen.
When I woke up this morning, the word came, one of the things that came to me this morning was the song, Rejoice, Ye Children of Zion. Rejoice, in, for he will give us. But he said, I will restore to you the years. It's Joel 2, 25 and 26. I'll just read it. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. And ye shall eat plenty and be satisfied in the praise of the name of the Lord that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. So that's what the Lord was speaking to me this morning, was restoration. Restoration.
I just want to say I really appreciate this message, Jim. For quite a while, I've always wondered if I'm the only one that struggles with, handling my emotions in a godly way. And it's comforting knowing I'm not the only one. But yes, it was just a very good message, and just want to say thank you. Amen.
Jeremy, I want to say to you, I believe that word in Revelation 21 absolutely is for you. It's for every one of us, but it's for you. He's saying to you, Jeremy, behold, I make all things new. You hold on to that word in Revelation 21. Hold on to that, Jeremy. He's not doing something from the old, trying to make the old better. He's making you a new man, a new creation. I make all things new, Jeremy, in Jesus' name. Okay, Mark, I think you're muted, Mark.
Yeah, I am. I'm not now. Yeah. Sin and such in our life or anyone's life really works havoc on the human soul. And, I'm just thinking, in the course of our life, in the course of our ministry, I'll use the word ministry because it applies to every one of us. In the course of our ministry, we have encountered many people with broken, wounded souls. And many times we didn't even recognize what we were dealing with. Every woman here has had an occasion where you spoke to another woman somewhere. You had a chat, you had a talk, and you didn't even realize that you were having an opportunity to minister to a human soul. She was telling you her troubles. She was telling you about her husband. She was telling you about her kids. She was telling you about her past. And you didn't even realize that you could be ministering to a human soul. You might have went away and shook your head and say, "Whoa, boy, what was that all about? Who is she anyway?" You know what I mean? But we've encountered many people, and as I look back, I hope that we can say, "Lord, I want to be like you at all times, so that when I encounter this situation, I will remember here's a human soul, and he or she has got some problems. Can I manifest Jesus?" And I think this is really what sonship is all about. We're preaching sonship. What we're preaching is that the restoration of the human soul, I can be part of that. Yes, I need my own soul restored, but I need to manifest the likeness of Jesus in these others. Look back at your life and think of the many opportunities you've had and you're going to have. We're going to do something about it. We're going to be as Christ. You know, I think maybe the first time we heard that, we were thinking of blowing up bridges and calling down fire and all that, you know. People get the wrong idea of what it is. You know, Elijah was a man of fire. Jesus didn't call down fire. I mean, the disciples wanted to do it. "Well, they don't agree with us. Let's call down some fire." No, you don't know what manner of man you are. We're not that. That's not what we're going to do. So, amen. Yes, ministry is restoring the human soul to one another into the likeness of Christ. I'm looking at Larry. Think of all the opportunities we had in the past in our fellowship. Think of all the hurting, broken people that came through there. My goodness.
Think of all the opportunities we have right now, Mark.
Yeah.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
The Russian man,
Yeah.
right? The next time you go to Burger King or Pizza Hut or wherever, those people need to hear the gospel. And that's why you hand out tracts. It's just a means, one means that we have to share the gospel. You know, we don't have to preach to them, you know, and there's many different ways to share the gospel, but that's really the start. Before you can get the healing of the soul, it has to be the preaching of the gospel. It has to be opening up people to the divine sovereign work of God, of regeneration of our very being. That's where it starts, you know. And Jim, you know, that was an excellent word, and I kept wanting to interrupt and say amen, amen, but I felt like no, I'm not going to do that, you know. However, you know, if I may say something, you know, far be it for me to change anything, you know, but there's one thing I want to say. You use that verse in Ezekiel where it talked about the waters going down into the desert and going into the sea. Could it not be? This is just a thought that I had. Could it not be that the desert is the place where there's no life? And that's the first place that the waters went. Then into the sea. The sea speaks of humanity. You know, it speaks maybe of the soul of man. So before it gets to the sea, to the soul, it has to first awaken the life in the desert. And that's where it begins. You know, like you read in Revelation, God says, I will make all things new. The newness has to start with the new birth. So first and foremost, you cannot skip what God is doing, you know, in this regeneration process. Then comes the work of the soul. But it's all, you know, it's all God. And so it's just a thought that I had. But thank God for the word of God. Appreciate you, Jim.
Yeah, as Larry was talking, a thought came to me, and I didn't bring it out. But if Jesus has so much compassion on us, he feels our pain, should not we, like Larry said, begin to feel the pain of those around us? Suffering people all around us. And as the days get darker, we're going to see more and more of it. Should not we have compassion on our fellow man? And I'm going to say something, and I'm going to ask for prayer the next time we have a prayer group. I read an interview of Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son. And he was talking about the suffering that his father, Joe Biden, is going through because of prostate cancer. And he said, it's painful to me to watch my father going through this very painful. He said it's metastasizing into his bones. This man doesn't have long to live. Now listen, these are not people that we regularly pray for. Amen. But we should. I want to say, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, his son, they're not my enemy. They're just a lost soul, just like any lost soul. Amen. Save their souls. But we should have compassion on whoever it is. If it's a Muslim, whoever that person is, if he's a terrorist, we have to have that same compassion.
Amen.
On our fellow man.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'll turn the recording off.